Desi, noun. A person of Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Nepali, or Sri Lankan origin who lives abroad.
American Desi. Well, that's what we hope to discover here.
Welcome to the very first episode of American Desi.
Yeah!
Oh, we can cheer. What up, people?
Yeah.
This was formerly the Indian, American podcast. Fuck, man. You know what? It feels really good.
Dog, we have been planning this for months. It's been exhausting. If you guys know how much work we did for 200 people to listen to us. It is unbelievable how much of a passion project this is, because there's not enough people for this to be worth it, honestly, as is.
But, okay, I don't know.
You like how I come out of the gate saying we ain't shit? Whatever, we about honesty, right? That's what you always say, we about honesty.
True, man,
honestly, if more people don't start listening, I'm shooting myself in the face. that was
with
not
love.
Honest at all.
Shooting
was
his
not honest at all. I really went crazy at the end of that. I was like, well, I don't know where to go with this, so let's just say something extreme and hope it pans out. And it didn't.
To those new listeners that are with us, welcome. You just got a full-on taste of what Akash is. To our old listeners, bear with us for a moment. We just want to introduce ourselves to the new listeners that we have, just kind of clue them into what we're about and who we are. I'm Arjun. Arjun Gupta. I'll give my last name out there. What's up? I first-generation Indian, born in Tampa, Florida. I spent my formative years in Brooklyn, which is why I consider it my American home. And now I'm in L.A., and I'm an actor.
And he's killing it. He's on, like, a bunch of television shows. Drop your credits, bruh.
That feels uncomfortable.
I'll do it for you. He was on Nurse Jackie. He was on Nurse Jackie, the brown guy. He was playing a nurse as an Indian, which is a little bit embarrassing for us, but he was doing it. he's on How to Get Away with Murder, the brown guy. What's your name? Khan. Yes. He is on a show on Sci-Fi this year called The Magicians.
Well, look, hopefully we shot that. Yeah, we shot the pilot. Hopefully we'll find out soon. Okay. I'll keep you all posted for
and
sure.
And he's on another CBS pilot. Am I allowed to say the name?
Yeah, I shot another pilot, Limitless.
Limitless.
For CBS.
Look for him. He's doing big things. He's super humble about it. He's really vain about how he looks, and he's not even good looking. But then, like, he's a super successful actor, and he's like, well, you know, I'm trying. It's weird. It's a weird thing he's got.
Why don't you tell people who you are? Shut the fuck up and tell people who you are.
Okay, my name is Akash Singh. I'm a stand-up comedian, born and raised in the amazing country of Texas. And I love it, and I love India even more. And I'm a stand-up comedian. And that's about it.
Okay, so you're going to come at me.
Well, I can't say my own credits when you're being humble. Then I just look like an asshole.
Akash was just on Wild Night last year.
Yeah.
And he's been blowing up on Guy Code.
Yeah.
He's an ill-ass stand-up who does shows all across the country. He does shows internationally as well. We're hoping to get him out to India soon. I think
would
it's time
that.
For him to do some work over there. But where did this start? How did this whole podcast, how did Indian Comma American start? Honestly, you know, Akash and I met a few years ago, and we clicked pretty much immediately, you know. We just, you know, you find people that you can talk about real shit with, and it's nice. You know, we just felt like we saw things in, while we see things in very different ways, as you'll come to see, but we were struggling with similar stuff, or talking about similar stuff. And we also have just a really good time talking to each other. I mean, we have fun. We clown each other. We just have fun. And so a friend of ours was listening to us talk one day, and he was like, yo, you guys should do a show. And when I approached Akash about it, I was like, yo, are you interested? And he said, yeah. And he said, well, why don't we make it about this issue that kind of comes up a lot, which was for us, our South Asian identity and how it played in life for us.
Yeah, so the idea was let's interview people from all different walks of life, mainly Indians, but also immigrants from other countries, maybe some white people, to see what their views were on immigrants, in particular South Asians. And then after that, we'll comment on the interviews and not necessarily like things that stuck out to us, that grabbed us. What do we think of those things? And so we started the podcast. He lives in L.A. and I live in New York, so we have to fly out to each other for a couple of weeks at a time and then just bank a bunch of interviews. So you might hear an interview in 3 months that we did 2 weeks ago. But very quickly after starting this first round of interviews, we realized this was bigger than us.
Yeah, we just realized that this wasn't just about our journey, because our journey was so similar to so many others that we were talking to, the response that we heard. You know, a friend of mine said, man, I wish that I had had this when I was a kid to know that there were other people out there like this. And when we heard stuff like that, we said, man, we should expand. We should do something. How do we integrate the community more into what we're doing? And thus was birthed
American
Basies. Whoa, we said that at the same time. That was so beautiful.
We did that.
That was harmony. Amazing.
Harmony.
Yeah, so welcome to American Basies. This is our expansion. And what does that mean for y'all? What it means is that our format's going to stay the same. We're still going to interview. We're still going to drop an interview. And then we're going to do a discussion a few days later. The reason that we do that is we do the interview, give it a couple days, and the discussion, because we want it to be more about a community, we want y'all to reach out. We now have a forum on a website. Oh, first of all, we have a website, which is dope. We want to show mad love to Arcturus Creative for helping us build that. And what we built was a forum section where people can talk about stuff. And you all get to talk to each other, which is really cool. So hopefully we can start building community that way as well.
There's a blog. Arjun and I probably aren't going to write a lot on. Me, because I don't like to be vulnerable in writing. And Arjun, because he doesn't understand grammar at all.
So. It's terrible. No, you guys don't understand. I write so many things. For every synopsis that we write starts with me on my computer typing stuff, sending it over to Akash. And Akash is being like, don't you understand punctuation at all?
I think he thinks a paragraph is supposed to be one sentence.
It is.
That's what he thinks. Like a page of sentence. Like that's what it is.
So we have this blog, we have this forum, and our format is going to stay the same. We're going to have an interview. We're going to, a few days later, we're going to drop a discussion episode where you guys get to chime in and we get to respond to you and have a conversation with you. We don't have the technology yet to do streaming shows. That would be a dope thing that we would want to work towards in the future. So this is what we can offer at this moment. And it's fun. We have a good time, and hopefully you guys will too.
Also, American Desis, did we tell them why we changed the name to Desis? Has that been said yet?
No, it hasn't.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Normally, I hate all things PC. I really do. This one actually made sense to me, though, because in calling it Indian American, which we did because it started as just us, we were excluding people from Pakistan and Sri Lanka and Bangladesh and Nepal. So we decided to go with American Desis. I know some people still feel excluded off of that, but hey, at a certain point, we don't have a word that includes all of us. Make that up, and we'll change the name again, maybe. So we decided, because we realized this is bigger than us, we wanted to change the name to something that was more all-encompassing. So we went with American Desis.
And we actually have a lot of, you know, non-South Asian listeners out there. So real quick, I mean, you heard it in our intro, but Desi is a person from Bangladesh, Nepal, India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, living abroad. And one thing that we've realized is that the South Asian identity in America, the reason that we can feel kind of like maybe we're unified is because, as Akash always says, there are not enough of us to start dividing. We're a small community. So if I see somebody that's brown and is going through similar stuff that I'm actually dealing with, you know, the overarching perception that we're all brown people are the same, it's kind of like, yeah, man, let's be in this together. How
That's
do we get through this together?
That's exactly. My brother.
Do we talk about what type of interviews we do? We talk about... No, I don't think we did.
No, we got that.
Man, we're all over the place today.
But we're killing it, though. We're killing it. Stay focused.
Of course. Okay. What type of interviews we do? I always like to say, we wanted to paint the tapestry of what the experience is to be South Asian in this country today. So we want to talk to, yes, we're going to talk to our professionals. We're going to talk to our doctors, our lawyers, our professors. But we also want to talk to, you know, our guy from Bangladesh who just popped off and is just here and he's now running a food stand on the corner. We want to talk to, you know, a cab driver. We want to talk to a motel.
Indians from India. We interviewed Arjun's Nani, Sharad Naniji. Yeah. Shouts out to her. But we just want to get as many diverse voices within the diaspora as possible. That's one of the most well-worded sentences you will ever hear from me in life.
We're setting the bar way too high with you right now, man. You need to lower that bar for people.
Whoa, okay, hose. You know, we out here.
We also, though, because we know the immigrant experience is not singular to what we've gone through. We want to talk to immigrants from other communities. We want to talk to people from Uganda. We got to talk to a first generation guy from Thailand. You guys are going to hear an episode in a few weeks with a man, Ahmed Daria, who is from Somaliland, and he's also first generation. So getting to talk to people like that, and then going even further, because we want to hit this stuff from all possible angles. We want to talk to non-South Asians. We want to talk to white folk, black folk, Latinos that grew up here and maybe didn't experience South Asians that much. What has formed their perceptions? How do they view us? How can we learn from that? What if there's, you know, anything that we need to address with
that? We thought of everything, guys. That's the point. We thought of all of it. You didn't think of shit we didn't think of. I promise you that. We got a blog. You got a blog? No.
Some people have a blog. And ain't nobody reading it. If you have a blog, you should join. Please, we want to accept. Our blog is, like Akash said, we're not writing that much, truthfully. Neither of us write a whole lot. And we're kind of busy putting out the podcast content. But we want to have a blog, and we want people to write for us. So if you write, get at us, you know? Our email is going to be on our website. Click that and drop us content. And we would love to post it and express it for you into our broader audience that we're building together.
That's about it, right? I feel like we covered it all. It was scattered, yeah, but we got to everything.
And, I guess we just really wanted to show you all what the discussion episode kind of was really like. But also, we just had some discussion stuff from last week that we didn't get to get to. Yeah. And so we're going to do what we normally do, and which is go to Twitter. Right. I'm going to fail miserably at it.
He's terrible at Twitter. While he's pulling up tweets, one more thing I would like to get out of this podcast is a wife. So if you are a woman, please send an email to my mom at... Well, holler at me. I'll send you the email, and then she will decide whether or not you're worthy of moving on to the second round. And that really removes me from judgment, which is a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? This is our culture, guys. This is why we do this. So I don't have to say anything. My mom. That's the judge and jury.
Finding Nimesh.
That's my homie. Nimesh Patel. What's up? He's a very funny comic.
He said, do you think Indians being racist makes them more or less successful when they immigrate? You responded, phenomenal question, we'll address. Nimesh then responded, this is a sincere one. I'm in Kenya right now, and every Indian is bawling insane. And then you followed with, because they're racist? And he said, they don't see color, they just see money.
Yeah, but that last part really confuses me. Let's just ignore that last tweet because it really took away from what I thought was phenomenal about the question. So just focus
but
on...
No, I'm going to read it because he needs to... and then we can ignore it. But let's read it and then ignore it.
I mean, whatever. He can listen.
They don't see color. They just see money. But I also think they're like, well, if they can do it... okay, you thought it was a phenomenal question. Why? I didn't.
Because I thought it was too kind of... Racism has a negative connotation to it, but there's this idea I always kind of preach that if we stick together, we can do phenomenal things. So, like, the reason people hate the Jews is because they say Jews always stick together, blah, blah, blah. And to me, that's what every minority strives to do and then fails at doing. So if this is what Jews really do, I think they're the model minority. Now, I wouldn't necessarily call that racist, but that's how I took his question. Do you think Indians sticking together makes them more successful or less successful? And then when he said they're wild successful in Kenya, I was like, oh, yeah, of course, Indians ain't fucking with no black people. So
that's what I was like. What are you saying?
I'm not saying what's right or wrong. I'm just saying what is what. So I was they're going to stick together in Kenya, and they're killing it. And look how they're killing it out there. So it goes to the point that I always say of not to be exclusionary. Peter was on the podcast. That's my best friend. That's a white dude. I just spent a week at his house with his son, who I call my nephew. But there is this idea that I have that if we stick together, we can do phenomenal things.
I hear you on. I agree with most of what you said about us sticking together and, you know, that we can together rely on each other and form a community. Because I truly believe that salvation is formed through community or found through community. But if his question, I think, was actually more like, using the literal term racist, because what you're talking about is really, I think, what they call tribalism.
Yes, it is tribalism.
It's so racist. I think he's literally saying that Indians being racist seems to be motivating them to say like, oh, well, if these black people who I'm, and this is me interpreting him saying this, saying if these black people in Kenya can do this, then I can do that. And I don't know. There's so much flawed, Nimish, I don't know you. But there's so much that's flawed with that thinking. First of all, I find it incredibly presumptuous that you would speak for an entire community in Kenya when you don't live there or are not a part of that community. And I completely disagree that what you're saying, if we are as a community looking down on others, that is any time good. I mean, we have to address that. One thing that I want to address is that there is a strong undercurrent of racism in the generation above us that are South Asians here. There is not, we strive to whitify ourselves.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm with you 100%.
We strive to whitify ourselves to the point where we distance ourselves from other minority issues as if that's not ours. And it's like,
you know what's funny about our parents' generation? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
this please.
You know what's funny about our parents' generation is a lot of people in our parents' generation, I'm not speaking to our parents specifically, but we see a lot of racism toward other dark-skinned people. Not just mm-hmm. Indians, not just dark-skinned Indians, although that definitely exists. There's a right. lot of like, ew, Mexicans or ew, black people. White right. people don't see us as not being minorities. You know what I mean? They may have a good perception of us right now because we are doing pretty well financially and professionally, et cetera, et cetera. But especially 20 years ago when we didn't have all that and the only example of us was Apu, they didn't see us differently than black people, really. I mean, you still a minority. If I'm a racist white dude, I'm not like, yo, I hate these colored people except Indians. You know what I mean? Like, we're all in the same boat. I think our generation gets that. And I think that's why a lot of our generation identifies with black culture, because like we identify as minorities.
You know what?
And the black identity is the minority identity here.
I hope so. I hope that's true. But there are times when I'm like, I don't know. I mean, if you want to think of it, for anyone that's curious or concerned that they're like, that we are excluded from issues that face other minorities, look at what happened with Suresh Bhai Patel. The man is, I forget, he's a grandfather. Right. He's of that age. And he's a skinny, you know, man, elderly man walking down the street, and someone complained because it looked like a skinny black man. That is why the phone call was happening. Please, these issues face all of us. And for us to ever think that we separate ourselves and then look down, I don't know. I don't stand for it. I think it's not the way forward. I think it's unacceptable. And I don't think it stands for who we are as Indians. I got to be honest. It's not, that was not in our blood from our history growing up.
I'm going to be honest. I don't have a huge problem with the separation. I only have a problem with the looking down on. The separation to me is the tribalism aspect of what we talked about, where it's like, all right, well, I'm worried about Indians. I'm not worried about injustice to anybody else. I'm just, it's like my family. I'm more worried about my family than I am people not in my family. That's not to say I won't give a homeless man a dollar. I personally won't. But not to say I won't give a homeless man a dollar. I'm just a little bit more worried about my family.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I mean. You know, I struggle a little bit with that because I believe very strongly in community, but the exclusionary part of it, I just hate excluding people. I think because I was excluded so much as a child.
Nerd.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're in an a cappella group. If you guys hadn't listened to an Indian American, Arjun sang a cappella and then he wonders why he was excluded.
I mean, you know, I don't know how to respond to that. This is making me sad. We're going to move on. We're going to move on to Fresh Young Coconut, Kiran Singh.
Kiran we did a live, we're going to release this later. We did a live panel episode at USC, and Kiran was on it. And she's great, man. I really identified with this girl. She was like a young me. Like me in college, I really gave a fuck about people. I was really passionate. I'm going to tell you, Kiran, when you're 30, it's all going to be gone. But you ain't give a fuck about nobody, and I want to see you at that stage because I'm really gonna feel like I won at that moment. But she's really passionate. She responds really like in depth to everything that we say that is an issue. And I don't know. I really identified with this girl. I really took a shine to her.
At Kieran116 said regarding sex, everything in the world is about sex except sex. Sex is about power. It's a quote from Oscar Wilde.
Doesn't that sound like something an overly educated college kid would say?
She says, you asked why we got to keep talking about it. Everybody else got it covered. And she responded, 140 characters is not enough room. Give me a minute to take this midterm and I'll get back to y'all. How cute, first of all. Second of all, Kieran, we have Facebook and we now have this website with the forum. Get at us. I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I understand the quote.
Ooh, she sent me something we'll talk about next week because I'd have to find it. But she like typed on a blog and sent it to me. We talked about cultural appropriation. There's another series of tweets somewhere. Maybe it was on my personal Twitter. But we'll get into that next week. I want to talk about that.
At Turtzar said, yo, at Arjun Gupta BK, why does at Akash Singh always sound like your bratty younger brother? I don't know, man. That was like my favorite tweet I've ever gotten.
I don't even get what's so funny about that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand how it's a funny thing. I don't even get the joke, man. I don't get it. You know what I mean? I'm leaving this podcast.
At Christy Best said, I want to show love. We always like to show love to people that, like, you know, tweet about us and tweet about the podcast, because we do appreciate it. You know, we're only as strong as the community that we're a part of. And so I want to show love to Christy for, you know, showing love for us. And I also want to say it's dope. We have a really, you know, we have some people that are international listeners, and that's always really thrilling. And she's in Australia. And we have Alyssa, who's also in Australia. And we have a woman who I think listens to us from Scotland. But we also have some, you know, listeners in England. We love that. So hit us up. Let us know where you're from. Truthfully, if we ever are able to make money, not just from this, but from life, we would love to take this on the road. So Alyssa, Christy, Australia would definitely be our first stop, so get ready for that in years. at an Eminem McCrary, this is your homegirl. She also showed love to us, big up in the podcast on Twitter. And then we had some technical stuff. That was pretty much all for Twitter that we didn't get to last week. You want to jump to? Yeah. We got a cool Facebook message.
I got a Facebook message from Agil Aji. I don't know if I got the name right. Sorry if I didn't. I'm mad white. But he actually hit us up a couple weeks ago and said he was going to send us like an in-depth message, and then he didn't. And then he was also caught up with exams. We got some college kids out here.
What's up, college?
So here's what he said. He goes, sorry for the late reply. I think a lot, this is about insecurities about not being Indian enough. I said that, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago about how we're insecure that we don't feel Indian enough, you and me. And he really identified with that. So he said, I think a lot of my insecurities about not being Indian enough stems from the fact that I have disconnected with the culture for a good part of my life. I remember when I left India to come to Canada, my principal told me, in parentheses, and this is one of the few things I remember vividly, don't ever forget where you came from. I think after coming to Canada, I rejected a lot of things about being Indian and essentially forgot where I came from. I think at the root of it, it was insecurity, but at that time, I just wanted to fit in with others. Now that I'm in college, it's the exact opposite. I don't care if I'm Canadian or to do Canadian things. All I care about is when I go to India, will they see me as Indian or not? Love the work you guys do on the podcast. Brings up a lot of conversations I wish I could express to others. He said, also regarding the Anubhav podcast, I noticed he mentioned AIB and other collective comedians. I've been following them for a while and love their work. There's also a collective called Being Indian, and they do sketches. I came across his YouTube video recently. Seems like people in India are more open to talk about sex and sexual partners than ever, which is great to see. You guys talk a lot in your videos about how Indians try to emulate the Western culture without really knowing what it is, drinking, partying, etc. Do you think sex can also be a part of that? And can being too open about sex in such a conservative culture backfire, or do you think it's for the better? Let's tackle the first part first, the insecurities.
Sure. Well, I think we talk about assimilation, we talk about identity, and one thing that has come up a lot with the interviews, and I definitely experienced, was shame. And what shame can do in making you reject parts of yourself and have to hide who you are. And it's definitionally makes us smaller because we are hiding parts of who we are. We are not all that we're made to be because some of it's being hidden. And so I really think that he's hitting on something that I definitely experienced.
I think this is such a common experience. It's unbelievable. Yeah. And I don't know what it is about college. I think for a lot of us, that's the first time we have a community where we go to school. I think a lot of kids that didn't have a lot of Indians in school come, when we go to college, now there's a group, there's a South Asian group, you know? So I think maybe that's part of it.
I don't know. For me, you know, I didn't get up with the South Asian group in NYU, and I tried, but, you know, our schedules were different, and they were incredibly, incredibly exclusive and clicky in a way that I just was like, I don't know how to really get up with y'all. But what college allowed for me was it was the first time I made a choice on where to be. And there's something really empowering that as you start to like choose where to be, then you start to get to choose who you want to be. And, you know, it sounds like he started to recognize that he had lost a part of himself and started to explore what that means
and
come back to it.
I didn't think about in college, there's not bullying. No one I don't hear about bullying in college. Yeah. We hear about it all the time. Now, my personal take on bullying is that a little bit of bullying ain't the worst thing in the world. Toughens you up. Everyone in the world would probably disagree with me, but a lot of bullying is a problem, and one of the problems from getting bullied decently happened to me in high school is you like, all right, well, let me get rid of this thing that they're making fun of. Yes. Let me hide this thing that they're making me feel insecure about. So that I think that, and then college, that goes away. And then you see people like you, and you learn like, oh, I can be proud of this again.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I mean, there's got to be a thing, but we're also talking about this idea that he said is that I wanted to fit in, right? I came to Canada, I wanted to fit in. If I'm correct, that's what he said in the email. Right. And, you know, it's what we talk about assimilation, you know, and a lot of us dealt with and our parents dealt with and a lot of us struggle with, you know, in our generation in this moment. And I think there's got to be a way of fitting in while still holding on to who we are, right? I mean, how do we do that?
I don't know. I think part of it is just creating an identity and creating a community that we can be proud of. I always talk about this, and this is mentioned in the blog. I put up a blog today, our inaugural post, is like there's a white identity in this country and there's a black identity in this country. You can choose to embrace it or not, but if you're black, you have an identity. There's a culture. Everybody else just has to pick a side. I think a lot of Indians in this generation they tend to skew like identifying with the black community. I'm obviously one of them, but it's because growing up, white people told me I wasn't them, and I didn't go to school with a lot of black people, but I was like, oh, I guess I must be these dudes, because the white people are very quick to tell me I'm not them. But since if there was an Indian community and an Indian or South Asian identity, then it would be something we can just kind of own and be more comfortable in our own skin, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I do think about that because... I can't fully put it to words right now, but it still feels like it's a really difficult thing to reconcile the fact that we don't fit in necessarily to the power structures, and yet how do we hold on to who we are? And I think you're right. I mean, I think that way the South Asian identity is forming. I mean, we see a lot of it, like a lot more of our presence on TV and in mainstream media, which is making a difference. We have politicians now. We have, you know, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. We have, you know, Mindy. We have all these people that are in entertainment and in mainstream media. We have people, Kevin Nagandi on SportsCenter, you know, which is always
thrilling. Let me say this. Kevin Nagandi's real name ain't Kevin. And I don't think he's ashamed of it. Maybe he just has a name that no one could pronounce. I will tell you this. Sanjay Gupta's name is Sanjay Gupta, and he says Sanjay Gupta. And I don't like that because he doesn't do that. It's not white people can say Sanjay. It's not that much different than Sanjay, but that's what they called you your whole life. So you're just like, all right, well, I'm just going to do that. Grown-ass man. You shouldn't have this. If you were when I was in high school, I used to say Akash. Even in college, Akash, because that's how everybody... By college, it was, I'll introduce myself to white people as Akash, because that's how they pronounce it, and Akash to Indians. But now it's like, hey, man, I'm a grown-up. You know what I mean? I can pronounce my name properly. You're not Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I feel you on this. And I used to do this, and I now correct people when I can. I got into a huge argument with my parents about this, where I was like, look, My dad came in 78, so he came in that wave of, you know, he was towards the tail end of the wave, but he definitely was part of that first wave that came to the country. And when he went down to Florida, he experienced an immense amount of racism when he was building his practice, and people couldn't pronounce his name. My father's name is Lalit, and they couldn't pronounce it, so they asked him, can we call you Al? And he said, yeah. And I said, Dad, you are giving them the power. Why are you saying that like, basically, I'm saying, fuck that. No, I'm not going to change my identity so it makes you comfortable.
Can I tell you why real quick?
You change your shit to be comfortable with, like, to accept that I'm now here.
Let me tell you.
So my father and I were getting into it about this. My dad said the most G thing. It was amazing. He said... He disagreed with me, and he said, listen, I let them call me Al, sure, and I hear what you're saying, but I let them call me Al, and then I bought their practice.
Which is dope. And I was like, which is okay. Dope. And that is dope. That's some G shit to say. Also, your dad's struggle and our struggle are different. His struggle was to make it in a new country. He never has to worry about people not seeing him as Indian or him not identifying with his mother culture. That's not a thing he knows. We don't really know the struggle of having to come to a new country and build from nothing. We don't know that. So struggles were different. Our struggle is holding on to the mother culture, which he doesn't have a struggle with. And also, I think if you're Sanjay Gupta and you're in a position of power, you are influential to other brown people, other South Asians. So you have to carry yourself differently than your father would. Not to say he's not a role model.
But I'm saying
he's definitely
not
a role model on the same scale.
Hey, and we talked to Gautam Chopra, who we're going to release his episode tomorrow, so get ready for that. And he talks about this. I mean, there is something to be said that, like, a lot of those guys, and Sanjay was building his career from a young age, you know what I mean? He's not terribly old. I don't know how old he is, but he's got to be in his 40s, right? So he's still part of somewhat of that generation. So I'm not going to hate on him too much. I would love for him to switch that now. I get it if he had to do that to get ahead at the time that he was in, but I would love if he started switching that, because I agree with you. I mean, we should empower our people, because that's part of the thing, is like, no, you need to feel shame for your name. Nah, fuck that. Your name is beautiful.
This is where
and
this
people
came
should
up is
say
I was,
this.
I was talking with another Indian, and she was like, Bobby Jindal always gets hated on by Indians, and I get that. Believe me, I do. But we always excuse every other. Like, we act like he's the only Indian that's ashamed. Sanjay Gupta don't seem that proud of it. I think there was some CNN special he did where he went back to India, but it's like, I mean, to me, that's a little bit political. You're super on by the time you start caring.
Sanjay Gupta. Bobby Jindal becomes an easy target because he's so, like, adamantly, like, forget that you're Indian and just be American. Like, that he makes himself, I mean, he just makes himself to be an easy target.
At least
he gives us
something to rally against, man. I'm always way more, and I'm being serious, I'm always way more against, like, the insidious dangers. Like, I hate alcohol because alcohol, to me, gets a pass on everything. We don't blame it for anything. We don't ever, like, no one ever acknowledges, like, yo, alcohol ruined people's lives, a lot of them. So, to me, that's a very insidious evil. Oh, listen, I know recovering alcoholics, and people are talking to them like, oh, man, you can have one drink. Like, they don't understand the concept of alcoholism.
Right.
Like, alcohol can't possibly be that bad. The only thing alcohol ever gets blamed for, DUIs and having sex with ugly people. That is it. Find me one other thing where people are like, yo, why would you get drunk and do that?
I don't know. It's, texting your ex?
Yeah, okay, fine. Exactly. Well, that's an ugly person on the inside. So... But it's the same kind. Those evils always bother me way more. So when Sanjay Gupta calls himself Sanjay Gupta and we put him on a pedestal, that bothers me more than us overtly hating Bobby Jindal.
But can I say this? Is there a way to put Sanjay Gupta on a pedestal for his accomplishments and for getting ahead and being a correspondent in the way? And
while
then
simultaneously shitting on him for not being in. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, cool. Great. Yeah, because, yeah, I mean, I don't agree with anything that Bobby Jindal does. I don't think he stands for us. I don't like that he's the because he's the closest, he's the, like, a highest ranking official that we have. And he's the, like, he's in conversation for vice presidential nominees, like, often. I know he was with Mitt Romney. So he becomes the face for our people in a way that I can't stand.
Well, we don't let him become the face. I think it's become very clear that we don't identify with him. So,
right, but for a long time
maybe
he was.
Maybe to a guy in Alabama, and I don't even think that long. I think very quickly Indians were like, we are not about this dude. We want nothing. The vitriol toward Bobby Jindal is unlike anything I've seen from any Indian except when they're playing Pakistan in the World Cup of Cricket. That's the only time I see that level of hate ever.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty... But I don't know how many, like, non-South Asians really know that.
Fair. I mean, I think we make it pretty clear. If you talk to an Indian and ask him about Bobby Jindal, you do not get an endorsement.
Right, that's true.
Literally never seen it.
But when it comes to names, I do think that, like... And this is, you know, lifting ourselves up and not feeling like we have to acquiesce our culture... And who we are, because the truth is, my name is not Arjun.
Acquiesce is an ill-ass word. Acquiesce.
Can you stop now? My name is not Arjun. It's Arjun. It's not Vanny. It's Vani. It's Aditi. It's Aditi. It's not Aditi.
Right.
You know, it's not Lalit. It's not Al. No, fuck you. My name is Lalith. And you know what? If you can't handle it, grow and learn how to handle it, because I'm here now.
Ooh, all right, bet. All right, so let's end on that rant. And you want to address the second part of his email? You want to reread?
Oh, yeah. He was talking about sex. Listen, sex is a big conversation. We're going to tie this up. This is what happens to us all the time. There's so much. And that's what we love about this. There's so much to talk about. We're going to hit that in the next discussion. We want to let you know Gotham Chopra is dropping tomorrow. We're so excited for you guys to get to listen and engage with him in the discussion episode. He's a dope guy. I have a man crush on him the same way that Akash has a man crush on Dr. Varun Soni.
And they're both deserved.
Both so deserved.
Dr. Soni, we're trying to double date. You, me, Arjun, and Gotham. I'm sitting next to you, bro.
So look out for that. Our discussion episode is going to drop on Friday. It gives you a few days to chime in. Listen, I want to ask, we have favors we need from you. If you like what we're doing, if you engage with us in a positive way, if you believe in what we're trying to do, spread the word. We really do. We feel very passionately. I mean, Akash was joking at the beginning of the show, but the truth is we do. We really want to reach a broader audience. We want to engage. We want to bring people to be a part of this conversation because really this isn't about Akash and Arjun. We are not authorities in any step or any way. What we want is to create a space, to hold space for these types of conversations to happen. If you believe in that, if you love that, please spread the word. Go to our podcast, our website, I mean. Subscribe to the podcast. Rate it. Review it.
Real quick, we got to hit them all the addresses. The website.
Right, okay.
Everybody ready? www.AmericanDesis, plural, Desis, D-E-S-I-S, podcast.com. AmericanDesisPodcast.com. Twitter at American Desis. If you want to email us, AmericanDesisPodcast@gmail.com. Did I leave anything out? American Desis Podcast is the Facebook page. Yeah. So let's hit with all those one more time. Website, AmericanDesisPodcast.com. Twitter at American Desis. Facebook, American Desis Podcast. Email AmericanDesisPodcast@gmail.com. So it's all the same except for the Twitter. That's just at AmericanDesis because we got a character limit.
So we're so excited about this. We love you guys. Akash thinks you're stupid, but we love you guys.
Can I say some real shit? This is the single most important thing I've done in my career. I get emotional when I think about how much I love us and how much I want to help us become something, come together. That's the only thing I want to do in my career. Fuck everything else. Buy my mom a house, help us come together. These are the goals, that's it. So please tell people. We put a lot of work into this. I joke about how it's not worth it. It is worth it if we come together. That's it.
I'm Arjun.
And I'm Akash.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
God bless.